July 18th, 1965. I went home with more wounds than a 25-year-old kid knew how to handle. One moment I was happy-go-lucky, drinking with friends, finding love, being an idiot at times. And like a bright flash, I'm up to my waist in water, walking through a dense jungle, not knowing who was going to get their head blown off next. We didn't know what we were walking into. It seemed like day after day, we were losing another young man to an invisible enemy. Try as I might, I still can't shake that feeling. A cold, distant cry for help. Jesus. We were just kids, drafted and shipped like a goddamn pipe bomb. We didn't belong there. It wasn't our fight. A bunch of boys trying to make a name for themselves. We all had something to prove, I guess. I tried to deny it for a long time. I was a monster. In a fight that I didn't have nothing to do with. And now I'm sitting next to a dead man, bludgeoned by my hands. I'm no better than the man I was in Vietnam 16 years ago.